For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, this is a reminder that the show is streamed through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. And another reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning, so please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on nutrition. Now, today, our guest is Adam Banning of Medigenics. He's an educator, a consultant in the field of functional medicine. His expertise is well understood and broad. So today, we will cover adrenal stress and thyroid dysfunction. Welcome to the show, Adam.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, we're talking about a subject that I think is extremely important, adrenal and thyroid. And I'm just going to let you carry on with explaining to people what the glands are, although many of our listeners may know that. But I think if we start with some basics, it would be helpful.
Well, let's start talking about the basic organs themselves, those basic glands. The adrenal glands are a gland that sits right on top of your kidneys. They're not too big. They're about pea-sized, but they play such an important role in regards to the balance of so many different types of stress hormones in your body and the balance of certain types of liquid levels in your body. So basically speaking, these glands known as the adrenal glands, everybody knows them out there from them being the stress glands. Now, these glands are responsible for your way you react to stress. Now, please understand your way you react to stress. You sometimes can't control the stressors in your life, but you can actually control the way your body reacts to stress. And why is that important? Because many of your listeners out there right now are dealing with the byproducts of not dealing with stress so effectively. Here's an example of that. If you produce too much of the byproducts of the stress, one of them being a glucocorticoid known as cortisol, I know it's gotten a lot of press, if you have too much of that, you may actually stress yourself fat. You may actually have an individual who is getting so stressed out that they end up laying down more and more body fat. And we'll see this many times within the clinics I work with, where you're dealing with individuals who've gone through major problems in life, let's say a divorce or bankruptcy or the loss of someone dear to them, and they'll find themselves putting on weight. And it may be related to the overproduction by the adrenals of that glucocorticoid known as cortisol, interrupting with their ability to be able to have proper thyroid function and to be able to burn calories. This entire cascade happens because your body didn't react to stress in the most healthful fashion. So that's one example of the situation where you have yourself a stress response, an improper stress response. Let's take a look at exactly how a person gets to that point, though. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, the father of functional medicine, spoke of the concepts of what's known as the HPA and the HPT axis. The HPA axis stands for hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, and the HPT axis stands for hypothalamus pituitary and thyroid axis. Okay? Let's take a look at the HPA axis first, the one that deals with adrenals and stress. An individual will get themselves initially, when they first start dealing with stress, if they deal with an overload of stress, if they deal with too much stress, they may be what's known or turn into what's known as stressed and wired. Okay? That's where the hypothalamus gets the message, there's a stressful thing going out there in the world. It sends a message to the pituitary. And then the pituitary sends that message down to the adrenals, and the adrenals will immediately make something called epinephrine and norepinephrine. We know it as adrenaline and noradrenaline. Okay? It'll immediately make that, but it'll take about 2 minutes to be able to start making cortisol. Okay? This is very, very important to understand for your listeners out there right now. You got a 2 minute warning before your body starts producing something possibly in too high an amount, which is going to lead it down the way towards problems as it relates to putting on weight and chronic diseases. So basically speaking, it takes 2 minutes to make cortisol. So you as an individual, after you become stressed, if you're stressed and wired in those initial stages of getting stressed and leading towards possibly down the road of chronic diseases and things like that, but you're not there yet, in that initial stage, in that 2 minute warning period after you had that stressful event, like a fight or something like that with your boss or your significant other, or you just got into a fender bender on the highway, you have 2 minutes to be able to make that cortisol. You as an individual out there right now can do some very interesting things to make sure that you reduce the cortisol production by as much as 50%. One of the ways is learning how to breathe. Breathing in through your nose and holding it out through your mouth, that done 10 times will actually, in some studies, has been shown to lower the cortisol production by as much as 50%. Now, that's pretty darn good. So one thing to be able to learn is breathing in through your nose and going out through your mouth. You know that if you breathe into your mouth and out through your nose, it actually reverses it, and it may, in certain situations, increase your cortisol production. So always remember, in through your nose, out through your mouth, doing that 10 times after you get stretched.
Is such good advice. I want to thank you for sharing this.
Problem.
Yeah, that's good advice. Keep going.
I do work with and for supplement companies, but the bottom line is I like people to be able to know exactly what they have on board to be able to help themselves without even taking a supplement. But unfortunately, we can't always remember. The days get so busy out there to be able to breathe every single time. And that's where a group of supplements known as adaptogens come into place. Okay, to be able to take and to be able to more normalize your response to that stress to make sure you don't overproduce that cortisol. Okay, and the situation is I would highly recommend two different types of things. The first thing is magnesium. Magnesium has been shown in Margaret Seelig's original research many, many years ago to be an effective way to blunt excessive cortisol production. Now, first of all, I want you to know and your listeners to know, I'm not calling cortisol bad. If you didn't have cortisol, you couldn't wake up in the morning and you could do a lot of things in life. Okay, we do need cortisol. We're talking about excessive production, and unfortunately, in our stressful lives that we're living out there, many times we produce too much cortisol. So with that in mind, magnesium has been shown to be very, very helpful. Unfortunately, many forms of magnesium out there, like magnesium citrate, magnesium oxide, and others, may find their way to your bowel, but they may not find their way through and into your body to get to those target tissues so you can actually lower the cortisol. Unfortunately, those forms don't get absorbed too well, and sometimes they'll give you gastrointestinal upset and leading towards such things as diarrhea or loosening of stool. Many individuals will actually take magnesium to loosen the stool when they have constipation. So that doesn't mean it's getting absorbed. It just means that it's loosening stool. Basically speaking, probably the best form you can use is something called magnesium glycinate. Magnesium glycinate is a really great form of magnesium, and it actually absorbs quite well and much better than most other forms and does not form that loosening of stool. So if you're dealing with an individual who is stressed and wired, or many of your listeners, if they're stressed and wired, those individuals tend to be a little bit more jumpy. Do you ever find yourself, and I'm sending this out to your listeners, do you ever find yourself jumping when someone makes a loud noise? That was the original classic sign of magnesium deficiency, by the way. They used to take two wood blocks and whack them behind somebody's head, not their head, but whack them together so they made a loud noise. And when people jump, that may be a sign of magnesium deficiency. So if you tend to be more jumpy and more jittery and so on and so forth, that's a way of seeing if you are a stressed and wired individual and magnesium deficient. Another thing to do is look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror and the tip of your tongue is more red than the rest of your tongue, that's also an indicator that you're stressed and wired. Why? Within Chinese tongue diagnostics, which are over 1,800 years old and quite proven quite well within the Chinese medical system, if the tip of your tongue is more red, that's the cardiovascular point on your tongue. They do tongue diagnostics, different points of the tongue lead to different parts of the body. So if it is more red than the rest of your tongue, then you may be stressed and wired, forming more stress on your cardiovascular system. So with that in mind, magnesium glycinate is really, really great. The product Metrolax, if you don't like taking pills, is also very, very helpful as well, containing magnesium glycinate. It's a powdered version. You throw it in water. The second thing to possibly take a look at is more of a Chinese botanical approach to it. The reason why I like to use Chinese botanicals and recommend them to many of the doctors that I consult with and medical centers that I consult with is these combinations were originally made. They're very balanced. They don't have a pharmaceutical effect. They have a very, very good effect. They're very, very effective, but they tend to have less side effects. Okay, because they're balanced according to what's known as Chinese five-element theory, which has been established for over 1,800 years. So one of the combinations is known as a Romagna combination. Romagna combinations are classic standard, a part of the original patented formula combinations that are many, many years old, over 1,000 years old, and they've been used quite successfully in China and throughout the world in many applications as it relates to stress and cardiovascular stress as well. The Romagna combination that I like to recommend is something called Serenogen. And Serenogen is a really great formula. It's a simple thing to be able to take if you're dealing with that stressed and wired aspect. So stressed and wired is good and it's fine, but you know something? There's so many people out there that have been stressed and wired so long that they've become stressed and tired.
And this is what underlies so many of our chronic conditions that we see today. It's, I would call it a mini epidemic, endemic in our culture and certainly throughout the world. I think you've done a wonderful job of explaining this aspect of the adrenals and how they function. And thank you for mentioning Hans Selye, and Margaret Selig. Margaret, I took courses from Margaret on magnesium. And
oh, really?
She was as brilliant as they come. She was absolutely brilliant. And as you know, she had a journal called Magnesium. So it's always nice to talk to somebody, Adam, who has shared some of the same mentors and colleagues. And Jeffrey Bland is number one as a mentor, and I thank you for mentioning him. I always like to give a nod to those people who paved the way in times that were not easy. And they may be easier now, but they're not where they should be in alternative medicine, functional medicine. So I just want to tell you listeners who have tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're speaking with Adam Banning of Metagenics, and I want you to stay with us. We have a lot of interesting information ahead. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Now through July 15th, you'll save 30% on popular Pathway brand nutrition products, 25% on other supplements, and 20% on natural body care products. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. And be sure to catch our top-notch radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on 1500 AM.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview on nutrition. Now, today, our guest is Adam Banning of Metagenics. He's an educator, a consultant in the field of functional medicine. He is here to share his expertise, and today we're covering adrenal stress and thyroid dysfunction. And our first segment was very thorough on the adrenals. Adam, do you want to just give a summary in case someone has just joined us?
No problem whatsoever. Well, we did talk about the adrenals, the actual gland themselves, and how they respond to stress, and how they deal with other issues in the body. We gave some insight specifically on how breathing is so important in regards to reducing the amount of cortisol that gets produced within that two-minute period of time after an individual has a stressful event. It reduces the actual cortisol production, which takes about 2 minutes after the stressful event to start producing. In addition to that, we had also mentioned about adaptogens and how they can be very helpful to make sure you produce less cortisol, things like Romani combinations like serenogen, and also the utilization of magnesium like magnesium glycinate. So all of these factors are important factors when it comes to being what's known as stressed and wired, sort of the first stages of being beaten down by stress. But unfortunately, many individuals, as we were segueing into before the break, many individuals are at the point where they're not stressed and wired. Now they're stressed and tired. The general population calls it, I'm feeling burnt out. These individuals may be stressed, tired, winded, and maybe slightly forgetful at times. If you find yourself in a situation where, you know something, you forgot where your keys were. You forgot where you parked in the parking lot. You forgot, why am I in this room again? You know, or where was I in that conversation? Sometimes those long, winding conversations that are hard to follow. Those situations may be related to you being stressed and tired. If you find yourself, you know, running down the street and going, my goodness, you know, that was just two blocks. I'm so winded. I remember doing that so easily, but I'm winded, or even running up a pair of stairs. This may be related to being stressed and tired. All of these different factors, or you have issues in regards to being able to get up in the morning, so on and so forth. All of these factors may be an individual who is stressed and tired, who's gone through stress and wired, but at this point, they've burnt their adrenals. They're a little crispy at this point, and the stress has led to this stage that they're in. There's a number of things that can be helpful for people like this. One of my favorite formulas is a formula known as Adrecept. Adrecept, and think of adrenal reset, Adrecept. Adrecept is amazing because it contains three ingredients in it, which are so beautifully focused towards the individuals who are stressed and tired. Now, you can look in the mirror, and I'm saying this out to the folks in your audience there, look in the mirror and look at your tongue. Your tongue is no longer at the tip of the tongue being more red than the rest of the tongue. The tongue may be a little bit coated, a little bit pale. The tip of the tongue looks like the rest of the tongue in color, okay? So maybe a crack down the center of the tongue. These are all signs that there may be some issues as it relates to strep. The left and right sides of the tongue, about midway through the tongue, they may have a little bit of what's known as scalloping or waves on them, okay? That's a sign that the strep may be affecting liver function and also your sleep as well. All of these factors in place and being able to look at your tongue may point out that you are stressed and tired. This AdreSet formula is really very neat because it contains these three ingredients I've mentioned. The first one is Cordyceps sinensis. Cordyceps sinensis is very interesting. There are many different grades of Cordyceps sinensis. The one we use at Metagenics is a very high grade. And the reason why we do that is because we're looking for two constituents in that herb known as Cordyceps sinensis. The constituents, the first one is known as adenosine, okay? Now, I'm not asking anybody to, you know, rack their brains and think back to, you know, biochemistry back in high school or back in college. But adenosine is the backbone of adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. And most of your listeners out there, I'm sure, know ATP means energy, okay? So it's very helpful for increasing your overall energy production. The second thing that's very, very high in this version of Cordyceps sinensis that we use is something called inosine. Inosine is such an interesting amino acid. What inosine does is inosine makes sure that you have the highest possible transport of oxygen. And let me tell you how it does it, which is quite beautiful and eloquent. It's a utilization of our body's own abilities and improves our body's own abilities. When you take oxygen from your lungs, okay, and you get it, that oxygen into your blood, and it transports to different parts of your body, like your brain and your muscles and every other part of your body that needs oxygen, okay? This is how it works. The oxygen jumps on little train cars known as hemoglobin. And hemoglobin, on each unit of hemoglobin, there are four little seats there that should be filled with oxygen, okay? And there are a bunch of hemoglobins, like think of a train of hemoglobins, being carried around to deliver this beautiful oxygen throughout your body. Now, unfortunately, if you live in any area that is very populated, and that's over 100,000 people or more, or you live near areas that are utilizing lots of cars, or you live near highways or so on and so forth, then you're coming in contact with a lot of carbon monoxide. And up to one of those four seats in that little train car is going to be filled with carbon monoxide. Now, if I take you and stick you in a room right now, and 25% of the actual a gas in that room is carbon monoxide, you're going to be fatigued because you're not going to get a lot of oxygen. It's called being hypoxic, okay? And one of the signs of that is fatigue because you need oxygen. What inosine does is it's almost like a little reserved sign on a restaurant table. It says, you know, you can't sit here, buddy. It's reserved for the mayor. It's a reserved sign in that hemoglobin train car only for oxygen. So only oxygen can be traveled around. So that inosine in there is amazing for oxygen transport, and the adenosine is amazing for energy. And they're in very high amounts in this form of Cordyceps sinensis in the AdreSet. The next ingredient there is known as rhodiola. Rhodiola is an amazing ingredient with a great deal of history to it, but only as of late we've understood exactly how it works in the body. And what it does is it protects a specific part of your brain, known as the hippocampus. Now, why would it protect this part of your brain, and why is that important? The hippocampus is responsible for our memory, okay? Short-term and some long-term memory is found in the hippocampus. If we protect that area from free radicals and excessive cortisol production and inflammation, then we can protect that area so you may maintain a good, sharp, short- and long-term memory. Rhodiola can be amazingly effective in protecting that area. So remember, I said the stressed and tired group is stressed, tired, winded, and forgetful sometimes. So this is great for those individuals in regards to those mild, what's known as MCIs, mild cognitive impairments, like where's my keys, where do I leave my car, so on and so forth. And the rhodiola is the second ingredient in AdreSet. And the last ingredient is another great oxygenating herb, which is ginseng as well. This combination together, if you're having problems getting up in the morning many times, you may have what's known as a reverse cortisol pattern. You may not have enough cortisol, okay? And these people who are stressed and tired, they don't produce enough cortisol, okay? So this is helpful. Take a couple of these in the morning, pop you right out of bed, do really, really well with that. And it's great for individuals who are also winded after minor exertions, and in addition to that, tired as well. So that's stressed and wired, and stressed and tired. Also, another approach is if you've been stressed and tired for a really long time, or maybe you have a history of such very, very stressful things as drug use or alcoholism, okay? That means your adrenals are fried, not just burnt, but we're bringing them to the next level. We're frying them, okay? And that can be helped with a number of different products. One of the ones that I absolutely love is Exhilarin, okay? It's a holy basil combination, but it's meant to be used for a long period of time because, my goodness, you've done a lot of bad to your adrenals. So we want to make sure that you stay on this for a long period of time and really basically nurture back your adrenal health. Imagine your adrenals being a person who's been sick for a while. We want to nurture them back, and that is the Exhilarin formula. So that is the HPA access as it relates to stressed and wired and stressed and tired. Okay. Now let's take a look at how this affects another thing, which is the thyroid, and take a look at thyroid function itself. Okay. Now let's take a look at stressed and wired. If an individual is stressed and wired, they're producing a lot of cortisol. Remember that? That excessive amount of cortisol can actually interrupt with certain parts of thyroid production of hormones. Why is that important? Let's take a look at the thyroid in the first place. The thyroid is the master gland for what's known as your basal metabolic rate. And that has a lot to do with burning calories and the overall function in your body for metabolism, okay? Individuals who have themselves lower thyroids may have problems, once again, waking up in the morning, getting to sleep at night, may have themselves a brittle hair, may have themselves constipation and other issues in that area. And they may or may not show up on the standardized lab tests for thyroid. And this is very important to understand. The standardized lab tests for thyroid are usually TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. Sometimes they'll add in T4, which is inactive thyroid hormone. Not active, but inactive. It has to be activated. So T4 and TSH have become the standard for testing. Many individuals who are being tested for this still have all the same symptoms of a low thyroid patient, but the doctor says, you know, son, you seem fine. Let's try something else. Let's give you a sleep aid. Let's try something to move your stool more, give you a laxative, whatever. Bottom line is I've worked with a number of the top people in the field of thyroid and actually had and co-hosted a radio show in New York City on the subject of thyroid. And the original standard used to be a test known as the TRH, or thyroid response hormone. It's more of a functional test to be able to show how this overall process works and to see if the gland is working. If you are standing there as a patient and you just got a TSH and a T4, but you seem to have all of these symptoms of low thyroid, including fatigue as well, then you may want to be able to ask the doctor, hey, can we do more tests? Here's some tests you may want to do. You may want to do a T3 test. That's actually active thyroid hormone. You could have all the inactive thyroid hormone in the world, but you still may be fatigued. You want to see if you have active thyroid hormone. That's T3. You also want to see if your active thyroid hormone is being competed with by something called reverse T3. These are all tests that you can ask your doctor to do, okay? And then lastly, you may want to check something called thyroid antibodies, because a lot of times autoimmunity or excess inflammation may lead to your having thyroid issues, okay? So you may want to have them check thyroid antibodies. After you've checked all those, you'll get a better idea to see if thyroid is your issue.
Well, Adam, I appreciate that you are talking about this controversial subject in medicine, and it shouldn't be a controversy, and I want to reemphasize this in the next segment. The TSH, T4, T3, reverse T3, TRH, and the antibodies, because this is so important for lay people and professionals, and I appreciate it, and we will talk more about it. And for those who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, hosting the show for the hour, and we've been talking with Adam Banning of Metagenics. We'll carry on this conversation. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. So tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview. Now, today our guest is Adam Banning of Metagenics. He's an expert in functional medicine. He's an educator, a consultant. And today we are covering adrenal stress and thyroid dysfunction. And we started with thyroid dysfunction in the last segment, and we were talking about the kinds of tests that really show much more about how your thyroid functions. Rather than just doing a TSH and a T4, we want to see all the legs on the table. How can we evaluate unless we see all that's available? So, Alan, would you go back over the rationale for that testing and how important it is?
Well, the situation is it's very important to take a look at that, especially when you're I love the line that one doctor gave me. He says, when my patients walk like a duck and they quack like a duck, who am I to tell them they're not a duck? And what he means by that was, he meant that many times people have all of the symptoms related to a sluggish metabolic rate or a sluggish thyroid, yet the TSH and T4 don't pick it up. TSH is just one upstream component as it relates to thyroid. T4 is actually inactive thyroid hormone. It really doesn't tell you that much. You want to see if there's active thyroid hormone with inside your system. So TSH and T4, basically, those turned into our standard of care about 30 or 40 years ago. And that's what many of the insurance companies first say, hey, listen, just test with that as a standard of testing. But many times a lot of people slip through the cracks. So If you're suffering from a sluggish metabolic rate, a sluggish thyroid, if you find yourself in a situation you're having problems getting up in the morning, if you find yourself in a situation where your hair is falling out, if you find yourself in a situation you can't get to sleep at night, constipation, gaining weight, all of these other factors, look it up for yourself. Go to medical online sources and find out all of the actual symptoms. If you're looking like a low thyroid patient, you can go further than that. You may want to be able to look at active thyroid hormone, which is known as T3. You may want to look at something that actually competes with active thyroid hormone, which is known as reverse T3. All these tests are available. Just got to push your doctor for them, and they will respond because they're becoming more open to them. And there's something called thyroid antibodies. Okay? The old standard of test used to be something called TRH. Unfortunately, that's a little harder to get these days. They're actually sourcing through Canada to be able to get the actual testing itself. But just by getting those extra three tests, the T3, reverse T3, and thyroid antibodies, you'll get a better picture. So let's take a look at this overall thyroid function and look at it on a basis of how you get a proper functioning thyroid and how you get, you know, hair that, you know, that isn't brittle and falling out, how you get a great digestive tract and not constipation, how you burn calories better and all of these other factors when you have a healthy thyroid. So let's take a look at how it goes.
Before we do that, I had one more thing to add to looking at the thyroid. When I examine the thyroid, I look very carefully and I examine in the front so I can see and use my thumbs. There are many different ways of doing it. And when that the neck, the tissue turns red and you feel heat and you compare the warmth of where the thyroid is and the warmth of where the chest is, if that feels warmer, you likely have an inflamed thyroid. And you may also see the fullness. And it's a test that I've done for years, and I ask patients to get an ultrasound as well as this panel that you have discussed so elegantly. I like to call T3 the gas pedal and reverse T3 the brake, because we have a gas and brake in all of our systems. A car doesn't function with only one, and we don't either. So I'm just throwing that in and excited to hear what else you have to say, Adam.
That's a really great clinical observation and important thing to be able to point out, because things like that help to empower the patient to be able to play a very active role in their health care. So thank you so much for that. Taking it the next step is understanding that every single process that happens from TSH all the way down to the point where your mitochondria in your cells say, gentlemen, start your engines, and you start burning calories like crazy, and your thyroid's working well, and everybody's happy. Well, every single step that happens that I'm going to be going over actually requires enzymes. Now, why am I saying that? Because enzymes are very interesting, okay? We always think of enzymes as digestive enzymes, but let's go a little further. Enzymes run tons of things in your body. Enzymes convert one substance to another substance, okay? That's what their job is, all right? So basically speaking, in this process, there's a thyroid function. There's many enzymes which are activated to the final point that your thyroid is doing great. So enzymes initially start out as something called an apoenzyme. That is an inactive enzyme. Then they meet together with what's known as enzyme cofactors. Guess what enzyme cofactors are? They're the nutrients you get from your food and vitamins and supplements. Okay? So when the apoenzymes mix with the enzyme cofactors, they make something called an active enzyme complex. Or your enzymes are doing great. They're no longer inactive. They're active. They're doing great. And they can do this job in this scenario to be able to make sure that you have a healthy thyroid. So let's talk about this cascade. And the nutrients are used during this cascade to be able to activate those apoenzymes and make thyroid work well. The first one is when you've got T4, which is inactive thyroid hormone, there has to be an enzyme that cleaves away one iodine molecule from the T4 and turns it into T3. The 4 and the 3 are designations as it relates to the amount of iodine molecules which are attached, okay? So basically speaking, you need an enzyme there. That enzyme is known as 5'-deiodinase. That enzyme requires vitamin D and selenium, and to be able to make the hormone itself, it requires iodine. Okay? So those nutrients are very important. And listen to these nutrients that I'm mentioning all the way down the way. They're all in a substance known or a supplement known as thyrosol. Okay? So basically speaking, we're standing there converting T4 to T3. That's great. You know, if we do that properly, and then we have enough of that 5' deiodinase enzyme to do that, then we get less reverse T3, which is nasty stuff. You got a high reverse T3, you're going to probably have some thyroid issues. So this is really helpful to make sure you get that active thyroid hormone. But that's not the only step. Many practitioners out there are still befuddled. I might use that term. It's a 1800s term, but I'm going to go for it. Not that I'm that old. I'm 57. But the bottom line is that they are befuddled because they'll look at the lab test, even if they do T3s, and they're like, wow, person has just a fine. It's a normal T3. It's great. Actually, maybe really good. But they still walk, talk, and quack like a low thyroid patient, okay? So the bottom line is, what's going on there? Let me explain something really cool to you and your listeners, all right? You can have all the T3 in the world you want, but sometimes that still happens. Why? Because at a nuclear level, inside the cells itself, the T3 is not expressed. Let me explain. So the T3 goes to a T3 receptor site in the cell membrane. Every single cell in your body has a cell membrane. There's this fatty lipid layer around your cells, which lets in nutrients and messages and lets out waste factor, okay? So basically speaking, the message of the T3 goes through the cell membrane, through a receptor site on the cell membrane, travels through that inner part of the cell known as cytosol, pushing its way past these little organelles in there, things like mitochondria and ribosomes, and it arrives at the cell's nucleus. In the cell's nucleus, that is the package where you keep all your DNA, okay? So it goes to the cell's nucleus and it says, hey, I'm here. Let me in. But it can't go in by itself. It's sort of like it needs to be escorted, like it's too young, needs to be escorted into like a bar or something like that. So basically speaking, what happens is the following. It can't go in through just a T3 receptor site on the nuclear envelope. A T3 receptor site has to bond with either a vitamin A or vitamin D receptor site. And when they come together, either the T3 with the vitamin A or T3 with the vitamin D receptor site, when they come together, they form this new receptor site known as a heterodimer, which will allow the T3 to go in. But if you don't have enough vitamin A and vitamin D in your diet, okay, or you're not taking it supplementally, then that T3 can't make it in, and we can't rev up your mitochondria and improve your basal metabolic rate, and we can't improve your thyroid function. It's not going to happen. So you got to make sure you have enough vitamin A and vitamin D. Thyrosol has that in there as well. When it actually makes it through the nuclear envelope, it starts heading inside the nucleus to the DNA. It has to attach itself to the DNA to form this thing called transcription, okay, which eventually makes messenger RNA, but we'll get into that in a second. So it will attach itself to the DNA. Now, guess what it needs to attach itself to the DNA? Unfortunately, it needs the second most deficient nutrient in the American diet, which is zinc. Okay, but zinc is in the actual formula of thyrosol as well, so it effectively attaches itself to DNA. This process of transcription where the actual DNA pulls apart and makes a third strand, which comes out and then goes back into, leaves the nucleus, back into the actual cytosol itself, heading towards the mitochondria with the message of, gentlemen, start your engines, get ready to burn calories, okay? That message is being sent out through messenger RNA. Now, unfortunately, that messenger RNA can be slowed down and quieted. So instead of saying, gentlemen, start your engines, it's more like, gentlemen, start your engines. Why does it get quieted down? Because of certain inflammatory factors like with names like interleukin-6, certain free radicals will slow it down, make it more quiet, and it'll make your response towards your building up your thyroid much less, okay? How can we avoid, or how can we overcome those inflammatory and free radical factors so we can get a nice, gentlemen, start your engines and burn those calories? We can do that with carnosic acid from rosemary, okay? Rosemary is an amazing herb in and of itself. It has so many different applications, but that's one of them. And the carnosic acid, a constituent in there, can be helpful. And that's why rosemary was also added to thyrosol. All of these factors allow you to be able to not only help you have enough things like T3, but in addition to that, allow T3 to be properly expressed inside the cell to even get past individuals who are showing proper T3 levels, yet still do have the symptomology of low thyroid.
Well, this has been a beautiful explanation, and What we'll do in the next segment is put this all together. For those who have just joined in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from our guest, Adam Banning.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we've been having a wonderful discussion with Adam Banning of Metagenics. We've been talking about adrenal stress and thyroid dysfunction, what they are, how we resolve them. It's been an educational banquet, in my opinion. And I just want to run over some of what we were talking about, low adrenal function versus low thyroid function. The low adrenal person looks pale, has low blood pressure, gets dizzy upon standing, cold extremities, sensitivity to light, a low body temperature. They feel foggy. They can have nausea, poor exercise tolerance, and they have a hollow look in their eyes. Whereas the low thyroid individual, now both individuals have fatigue, but the low thyroid individual is more bloated. There's edema. There's redness instead of pallor. They gain weight. They lose their hair. They have constipation. And they are sluggish. So I'm just giving you a picture of symptoms. And if a professional isn't aware of those symptoms, they may misjudge what you have and not go looking under the right stone to find what's wrong. So Adam, let's give them what they need to know in this final segment.
Most definitely. So just basically a review once again of the different supplements which can be helpful for them and the different lifestyle changes that they can make. If a person once again is stressed, and Wire. That's an individual who's, they sometimes call them type A personalities. I implore the group that are listening right now, the listeners, to be able to find yourself a mirror, stick your tongue out, and do a little tongue diagnostics on yourself. If the tip of your tongue is more red at all, if it's more red at all than the rest of your tongue, then you might be stressed and wired, and more towards, on a physiological basis, more towards a type A physiological personality. If that is the scenario that you are dealing with, you got to remember a couple of different things. First of all, you want to be able to make sure that you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth numerous times, not in through your mouth and out through your nose, because that will make you more stressed, but in through your nose and out through your mouth numerous times after you have a stressful event to make sure you produce less cortisol about 2 minutes after the stressful event. Another thing you want to be able to take is, sometimes it's hard to remember to breathe all the time, so take yourself an adaptogen. Really good ones are the following: magnesium glycinate, we had mentioned before. It's an amazingly good absorbable form, does not form stomach upset like other forms of magnesium does do. In addition to that, also you may want to take a Romania combination. A great one that I recommend is a Chinese botanical approach, which is known as Serenogen. You can have that available at Village Green. The next thing is if a person's had that problem for too long and they've been stressed and wired for too long, well, after a while they get burnt out. You've heard them having being adrenally crispy, adrenally fried, or just burnt out. In that case, you'd want to take something called AdReset. Think of adrenal reset or AdReset or AdReset, which it's called in the field. AdReset's an amazing combination for stressed, tired, maybe a little forgetful too, maybe winded after minor exertion, so on and so forth, looking back going, hey, I just ran 2 blocks. I used to be able to run 2 miles. What happened to me? This is a great formula for that. People have problems getting up in the morning, so on and so forth. If you find yourself in a scenario in which you are totally burnt out, I mean, I'm talking about individuals who had an entire life of intense stress, people over the age of 50 who've had a very stressful life, individuals who partied a little and played a little bit more than they should have, in regards to drugs or in regards to alcohol. That forms a major stress on your system. You're pretty crispy at this moment with your adrenals. The utilization of something called Exhilarin might be helpful, but plan on being that for between 6 months and a year. You need to nurture back your adrenals to health. So that was stressed and wired, stressed and tired. Then we spoke about also how stress affects the thyroid as well. That excess of cortisol interrupts your ability to make TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, sort of the beginning of the cascade for out of your thyroid hormone for making this basal metabolic rate or the increased thyroid function so you can burn calories and have a great thyroid. Okay. It also interrupts with your conversion of inactive thyroid hormone to active thyroid hormone. And just by the sound of it, you'd need more active thyroid hormone than inactive thyroid hormone. So interrupting with that with stress would not be a good idea. Things like the Serenogen can be helpful for that. We also spoke about thyroid function in and of itself. And we said that thyroid function is specifically based upon, and it produces health in the thyroid and through the rest of your body, and has a healthy basal metabolic or metabolic rate, improves your metabolism. And all of the thyroid function actually happens by the use of enzymes in your body. And we pointed out that enzymes require nutrients to activate them. So we went through the entire cascade of converting thyroid hormone from inactive to active, and also how they help to be able to express the thyroid inside your cells so you can have a vital thyroid, burn calories properly, and not have any of the symptoms related to thyroid dysfunction. We had mentioned that thyrosol can be happy and helpful with that. We'd also mentioned when it comes to diagnostics, the aspect of getting proper diagnostics, because unfortunately the standard of care as it relates to testing for thyroid these days is something called TSH and possibly T4. TSH is just one aspect upstream of thyroid hormone production. It doesn't really mean that much in many scenarios. And T4 is just inactive thyroid hormone. Well, just by the sound of it, you want to be able to know how much active thyroid hormone you have. Well, you can get other testing as well. Ask your doctor if you're suffering from these different symptoms of low thyroid or sluggish metabolism, okay? Then you may want to be able to ask your doctor after the doctor said to you, hey, I checked your thyroid panel, which is TSH and T4, you seem to be fine. You may want to ask the doctor, can you check T3, which is active thyroid hormone? check another thing called reverse T3, which competes with T3 and means that your thyroid's not going to work too well. Or thyroid antibodies, because maybe the thyroid issue can be inflammation. Okay? We went over all of the things necessary for all those messages to be sent from TSH all the way down to the mitochondria to be able to say, gentlemen, start your engine. Let's burn calories. Let's have a healthy thyroid, so on and so forth. All of these different pathways require those specific nutrients to activate the enzymes to make it all happen, and you'll find that in something called thyrosol. Another thing that you had pointed out, and this is an addition of what we talked about, is the concept of these individuals who tend to be hypothyroid, okay, these individuals tend to be a little more bloated. Now, this brings in a term which is very interesting, edema, okay? And the term edema basically means that you've got too much water in between your cells. You're holding on to water. A lot of ladies out there right now who are currently menstruating will remember the time or know the time of the month where all of a sudden they have this, they're holding on to water. It's water weight gain, okay? Basically speaking, if there's not a major hormonal imbalance going on, then the major reason why an individual has themselves an excessive amount of water being held onto and that bloating can also be due to an individual having too much inflammation and or toxins outside the cells in your body. Your body is going to dilute that area outside your cells if there's too many toxins to make sure the toxins don't wreak havoc on the metabolically active part of your body, which is your cells, okay? So it will dilute that area. Dr. Jeffrey Bland, the father of functional medicine, used to make a statement. He says, according to your body, the solution to pollution is dilution.
I love that.
Isn't that a great one? So basically, if you've got too many toxins out there, then that may be a problem, and your body wants to dilute those toxins outside the cells so they don't bother your cells because your cells are real important for your health. Okay, so one of the things you can do is say, this might be a sign I'm dealing with toxicity or excessive amounts of inflammation. And the way to be able to help as it relates to that is to be able to basically do what's known as a detox, okay, and or a metabolic detoxification. And metabolic detoxifications are very, very interesting. I know many of your listeners have heard of things like, oh, I'll do a detox. I'll do a juice flatten, a cleanse, or I'll fast. That's actually not a detox because the bottom line is if you do, let's say, a fast or you just do a water fast, your liver, which is the main organ of detoxification, requires specific nutrients to run its enzymes. Remember I said enzymes require nutrients, and you don't get that through water. Even if you do a juice cleanse, your enzymes require certain things like proteins that you don't get through juice fasts either. The real research is in something called a medical food. And the type of detox you want to do is something called a metabolic detox. Metagenics is the leader in that field. Dr. Jeffrey Bland led all of the published research as it related to that for our company. And basically speaking, the utilization of something like Ultra Clear can be helpful. There's actually something called a 10-day detox kit. It's the Clear Change Detox Kit, and that can be helpful as well. It contains a medical food in there known as Ultra Clear Renew. And between you and I love, absolutely love the chai flavor. So basically, that gives you some insights as it relates to all of the things we spoke of from stressed and tired, distressed and wired, thyroid function, thyroid testing, and some other insights in dealing with the excess inflammation, which may be seen in regards to hypothyroid and especially elevated thyroid antibodies.
Well, what a wonderful way to end this show and the detox. I love the comment, solution to pollution is dilution. Thank you, Adam, for being on the show.
You're quite welcome. It was great being here.
And we'll have you back again. This is good information. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any previous show through myvillagegreen.com. I also want to remind you about the book, The Toxin Solution. And this has the endorsement from Dr. Mark Hyman, James Gordon, Jeffrey Bland, David Perlmutter, Michael Murray, and J.J. Virgin. And we ended this segment with the talk of detoxification. And this book is The Toxin Solution by Joseph Pizzarno, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. And please remember, folks, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.